Reader's Entertainment Radio, where variety is the spice of life.
Well, hello, and welcome to Reader's Entertainment Radio. I'm your host, Sheila English. Now, I love surprises and hope that you do too, because tonight I have one for you. It's open mic night for authors, and tonight we're inviting authors and readers to call in, talk about books. We have some great guests already lined up, but definitely this is open mic, and you can call and ask questions, talk about books, and we'll have a great time. Now, let's see. So I have no idea who's going to call in, other than we do have three guests that I am very excited about. So I already know this is going to be a great show no matter what. You know, I put a shout out on my Facebook wall asking for my author friends to call in, and I just could not be happier. I have three amazing women who are my guests tonight. I heard back from Jerry Hampton, who is currently working as a dual personality, Shannon Gray. She writes under Shannon Gray. We're going to talk a little bit about that because I always find that interesting. Tamara McHatton, who I've known for, Tamara, how long have we known each other?
A lot of years.
So I'm so happy that that you found some time to be able to call in. And Lynn Hubbard, who has I was looking, Lynn, at your Facebook, and I saw the book cover that you have there, and then I just got stuck there staring at it. So, we have some wonderful guests and a great show. Welcome to Open Mic Night, ladies.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you.
Now, before we go too far, I'd like to invite our listeners to join us. We have the live chat session open, and, of course, you can call in 646-200-4071. I know there were a few people who wanted to know how to get to the chat session, so you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/circle-of-7. And that should bring you right over to us, and you should be able to find the chat session is open there. And we welcome you to send us some questions or some comments, and that'll be fun. Now, I know a lot of our listeners like to check in, you know, check out our guest website while we're chatting, and I want to, I'll be asking our guests to give us their website addresses as we begin, and I'll make sure that I say which person that we're talking to and get that information so that you can go and check that out. Now, of course, our listeners know tomorrow this will be a recording. It'll be a podcast, and I like to write a little blog up and put that on readersentertainment.com. So that'll go up. So if you don't have a chance to write down those website addresses, don't worry. Just go to readersentertainment.com, and you can. We'll make sure we have all that information to you. Also, I know a lot of people listen to our show on iTunes and aren't able to join us live. But if you have a question or a comment, you can go and write that on the blog. I promise that if you have any questions or comments, that we'll get that over to the appropriate author and get that answered for you. It'll be really fun. So let's go ahead and get started. This is really exciting. This is the first time I've done something like this. So, like I said, anything could happen. I want to start with introductions, URLs, and book titles. And you know, Tamara, let's go ahead and start with you. Why don't you let us know where we can find you, where your website is, and what book that we're going to be book or books that we're going to be talking about.
Okay, my website is Tamara McHatton, TamaraMchatton.com, and there you'll find my military romantic suspense called Deadly Obligations through Desert Breeze Publishing, and you'll also find a kind of paramilitary paranormal romance that I self-publish called Whispers on the Breeze, and that's also on my website. So you can basically find everything about me there other than the stuff that I do for RT Book Lovers magazine, and that's a whole different story.
Right.
So I'll go on to the next person.
Yeah, well, and we'll definitely come back to that. Lynn, why don't you let us, you know, tell us where we can find you, where's your website, and what books can we talk about?
Okay, great. My website is Lynn Hubbard, LynnHubbard.com. And tonight I have five titles.
All right. Let us have it. What do you got?
My favorite right now, I just did a collection and combined two. So Running to the Wind, which is happens to be one of my favorite. It's historical fiction. And I've been working on getting everything into audiobooks, so that's another challenge that's going on right now.
Oh, wow. All right. And I think that's exciting. You know, I'm always curious about audiobooks. I was just at a convention recently, and it became a hot topic with the readers. The readers had a chance to ask this author anything they wanted to ask her. It was, you know, just one of those opportunities. And a lot of people, not only did they want to talk about the audiobooks, they were complaining that some of the author's books in this series, the publisher hadn't done audiobooks for every one of them, so people were frustrated with that. And people actually knew who the voiceover talent was for different books, and they had favorites. I mean, I had no idea that...
They have their own followings and their own fans, so it's...
Yeah! And I learned that, you know, and I love audiobooks. I do, especially because I travel a lot, and I travel cross country sometimes. I drive, and so I'll pick up, you know, an audiobook, and it just helps pass the time, and I really enjoy it. But I just didn't realize there was this huge following for those people, and so that, you know, that was really interesting. So I would like to come back in a little bit and maybe talk about the audiobook.
Now, okay, great.
Yeah. Jerry or Shannon, either one of you can speak.
Oh, well, I'll try to do it both at the same time. How's that?
I love it.
I am Jerry Hampton. I do write under the name of Shannon Gray, which is a story unto itself. My first publisher told me, since I was headed toward the romantic genre, that people might not like the idea of Jerry writing a romance.
Oh,
so my son came up with, "Hey, Mom, who would you like to be most in the world?" So I picked my favorite name, which is Shannon, but it's only got one N, so it's S-H-A-N-O-N. And Gray is because, this is vanity, I wanted to see what would be the easiest thing to write at a book signing. So that's what came up. So Shannon Gray was born. My website is Shannon Gray, shannongrey.com. It is a site full of things about Rutherford, Georgia, which is the town that I created, where being paranormal is normal. And I have the Shop of Spells out. I have Penny Royal Christmas out, and I am getting ready to release Meadows Keep, all about Rutherford. My site also has some legends that I've created on it. So we have actually had such a good time building this world. I say we. Now I'm really scary. that people have actually tried to find out how they make reservations at the Abbott Bed and Breakfast. It's kind
of that's funny.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've loved it. But I also want to hear about the audiobooks, because I am a huge, huge fan of audiobooks, and I have been known to continue driving around in circles after driving 9 hours just to finish a novel.
Yes.
So, that's funny.
So, yeah, my sister didn't think so, but that's okay. So, yeah, I would love to hear about that, too. And I do love the military suspense. I think that is fabulous tomorrow also. So that's about me.
Well, you know, I love this, because it's three different genres. You guys all have something different going on, so this is going to be really interesting. Tomorrow I'm going to come back to you. What I'd like to do is start off by, I want your elevator pitch. So it's, you know, 60 seconds or less. Tell me about the two books that Deadly Obligation and Whispers in the Breeze. Tell us about those.
Okay, Deadly Obligations is loosely based on my time with my first husband, who was a Green Beret that did Black Ops. And basically we've got Special Forces Captain Garrett Jensen is trying to do everything he can for his country. His wife, Catherine, gets upset and fed up after a while of being thought of as second string. And she loses their baby. He's not around. She decides that their two young girls need to have more stability. So she decides to divorce him. And he comes back from a mission to find this out and does everything he can to woo her back. In the process, one of his enemies kidnaps their girls. And basically, Deadly Obligations is about Catherine and Garrett having to work together as a team, as a cohesive team, to get their girls back safely. And so that's what Deadly Obligations is about. And there is a sequel to it coming out sometime this next year.
Oh, I love that. Now, will they be the same couple, or are these going to be secondary characters from the first book? How's that going to work?
It's going to be secondary characters, or one secondary character from the first book, Bucky Stevens, who helped in the rescue of the girls. And so the second book is more his story and what they're going through. So the second book is basically a special team being put together. After 9/11, we have to send teams in when we have terrorist activities here within the U.S., and that's basically what the second book is about, is Bucky being part of the training team for this special team. And the lead member of this special team is a female, and that's going to be his romantic interest.
I love it. Now, you told me, I think you said you had something on Smashwords, right?
Yes, Smashwords. I was trying that because a lot of my writer friends have gone to the indie side of publishing and saying how much they love it. So I wanted to try it just basically to see how it would work. And basically, Whispers on the Breeze is a couple from 300 years ago that were supposed to get married. And the night before they were supposed to get married, the female walks in on the male, and there was a servant girl there saying, you know, you don't need her, I can do everything for you. But the female walks in and sees this and figures the worst. So she goes out and throws herself off a cliff. Well, he's following her, sees this, and he kills himself as well. So the gods basically say, you two were foolish. You should have talked it out. So in order to make amends, you've got to get four couples together to a happily ever after before your two spirits can get back together. You can talk, but you will not be back together until this happens. And Whispers on the Breeze is actually the fourth couple that they're working together to get them to that happily ever after.
I love it. I love it. So, and now, Lynn, why don't you tell us, give us your 60 seconds of what you're working on and let us know a little bit about the stories.
Okay. Run Into the Wind is set in Oklahoma. It's a story of a girl who's been through tragedy. Her family perishes horribly. And she wants to escape. So she heads west, and this is set in the late 1800s, which is not safe, you know, for women alone. So she takes the guise of a boy, and she gets a job at a stable, you know, taking care of horses. And she's happy, completely, you know, at home with that, until the new sheriff comes to town. And then she starts having feelings for him, and then she kind of, you know, clashes in her head about her options and if she should reveal herself or not. And they find themselves being drawn together. Of course, he thinks she's a boy, so he thinks there's issues with him, which causes more problems. And eventually it's revealed and they get together, and of course it has a happy ending.
Fantastic.
Now, Jerry, tell me, you know, I've actually read Shop the Spells, which I love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. I actually did a review on that. It was really very fun.
Yeah, you were one of my first, and I can't tell you, because this is really funny, because I am one of your biggest fans as well, and Circle of Seven. That goes back to a long time ago. And so it was quite an honor to have you review my book. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it was really fun. It really is. It was a very, the whole idea of it, I loved. Immediately, I loved. But why don't we talk, I'd like you to talk a little bit about Shop of Spells, and then talk about what you have coming up after that.
I'm going to tell you real quick, the Shop of Spells, I've been writing for a long, long time. Most of it was lost in Katrina. Well, all of it was lost in Katrina. And when we came to Georgia, a friend of mine found out she was dying of cancer. And one of her, and this sounds so dramatic, but her deathbed promise was that I would write and publish a book. And I had no idea what I was going to do. I was going to redig the old one up and do all sorts of things. Well, I happened to be walking around one day, and I went into Barnes & Noble and got my scone and my coffee, and the idea for the Shop of Spells just hit me. I mean, bam, I've never been hit like that. I took the scone out of the bag, sat down at the table, and started writing. It was done in 2 months.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, it was, in fact, I tend to do that. I found out something about myself, that stories just kind of erupt from me. It is a story about, actually, my stories are about people that aren't quite as they appear. And The Shop of Spells is about Morgana Briscoe, who finds out that she's not who she is at all. And when she gets a letter from an attorney, she has to go claim her inheritance, which turns out to be more of a legacy. We go through all of her transitioning, the abilities that she thought were anomalies and that had made her different and not quite right in the world, turn out to be perfect in Rutherford. And she meets Dorian Drake, who is the co-owner of the Shop of Spells, which is a gift shop, ironically. But it is also in front of a cottage that has a dimensional portal. And they are the people that are going to help control it. Her parents are dead, and they are the inherited people. And so the whole story evolves around that and trying to figure out who she is and how things work. And in it, there is a tragedy that one of the girls, Jasmine, is abducted and raped brutally. And in the second book, Jasmine has gone to Safe Harbor. And that book, it's going to center around or centers around someone who comes into their right later and someone who has been hurt. I am dedicating this book to places like Safe Harbor for abused women and children.
That's awesome.
A hard story. It is not a bad story. But in turn, she has to face what she's been through and what she's becoming. And she will meet Dorian's twin that he didn't know he had, and together they will help save a girl. So it's what they're going to go through, and again, it's about people who, and I think we all have this, we are so much more than we think we are or than we're told that we are from the very beginning. And
yes, we are.
I think that what I'm doing, and my third one I've already started, is called Second Chances. And that is going to be about Teresa Abbott and things that are going to happen to her and the good old Dr. Mike. So that's going to be geared toward a little bit older generation. But it's still about people who are not quite what they appear and having to deal with things that we all deal with, but on a whole different level. So I'm hoping to touch some of the issues that we deal with as we grow up. And in a light sort of sense, because, you know, we all want to have abilities, you know.
Email me later. I can tell you a whole lot about that.
Okay.
Well, you know, that's so perfect, because it's like the perfect segue to come back to Tamara, because, you know, talking about people are more than they might appear. You know, Tamara, you do like everything. I just love the story of your life, really. And
yeah, I've been told I need to write a book about it, so working
truly
on that.
You know, you're writing. You're like living the dream, girl. You're like this Renaissance woman, and I just really admire that. You have, you know, and I'm just going to say it because I know I can get away with it, just a dead sexy husband. And,
And
you know, you had the whole romantic, you know, he proposed to you at the Romantic Times convention. And
in the middle of Mr. Romance pageant, yes.
Oh,
and he's
God.
An engineer, so he's smart and good looking. And we've taken
we
up tandem surfing. And we ended up last National Kidney Foundation Surf Festival, finishing sixth in the world. So really cool.
Wow.
Mahalo.
I love it. I mean, you're such an adventurer. Tell me, you know, outside of your writing, what other things are you doing right now?
Oh, right now I am knee deep, well, maybe neck deep, working on the RT Men of Romance Private Cocktail Party, which is where I'm working with some of the old tried and true cover models that have attended RT, bringing them back in. And we have a private cocktail party. And for anybody that's signing up for RT, the space is limited. So if you want to get in, you need to get in now. But basically, we are doing a salute to CJ Hollenbach, who has been 20 years with RT as a cover model. So we're doing, and I'm not going to divulge a lot about it, but there's a lot of secret things that we're doing for him during this private party. We're going to have the models there. They're going to work around the different tables so that all the ladies get a chance to meet them. The program we're putting out will be photo ready so they can get autographs. They're going to get photo opportunities. We're going to have raffles for a sweetheart dance, which is basically a slow dance at the anniversary ball for the 30th year of RT the next night. And we're doing a dance with the guys, which all the women love. We're keeping it under wraps as to what it is, but it's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to get a lot of kick out of it. So it's actually a separate cost, and the reason it is because we're flying these guys in from Spain, from England, from Canada, from all over the U.S. We have to pay for their plane ticket, you know, the room for them to stay there, trying to feed them and all this
right.
other
There's
stuff.
A lot to it. There's a whole lot
oh,
to
yes,
it.
Oh, yes, a lot to it.
Well,
and we've
and
got
I'm,
a,
trying to, I'm sitting here trying not to be jealous because you're doing all these exciting things and surrounding yourself with all these cover models. I don't know. I want to grow up and be you. I think that's my new goal. That's my new goal.
Well, it sounds fun.
Where can people find out more about the event?
We have a Facebook page for this event called RT Men of Romance Private Cocktail Party. And if they put that in, usually you put it in RT Men, and it'll come up with the rest, and they can find out about the party there, the guys that are going to be attending, some of the events that we'll be doing. There's going to be all kinds of photo ops throughout the whole convention with these guys and things like that. And like I said, we're bringing in some of the guys that haven't been there in a lot of years, and then we've got our tried and true guys that have been there every single year. So.
And I love C.J. Hollenbach, too. I mean, he's a great guy. So I'll
he's
sure
a sweetheart.
We'll get the URL up when we post this up to Readers Entertainment and do the blog. I'll make sure that I have the right URL, and we'll put that in there.
Now, because it's a $70 extra charge from the regular convention fee. But like I said, it pays for so much to bring these guys in. So it's
right.
really, really worth it. We've got a lot of things that we're doing individually for the 300 because that's all we've got room for, and it's filling up fast. So they need to get in if they really want to be around these guys and have personal time with them. So
all right. Now, Lynn, I want to talk a little bit about this audiobook thing. I mean, is this something that your publisher's doing? Are you pursuing it? And how does that work?
Well, actually, I have my own publishing house.
Okay.
So I do my own books, and I have about 15 other authors I work with. So I've done two of my books so far. Two are in production now, and they're located on Audible, iTunes, and Amazon. The
wow.
titles I have on now is Desperado, which is a Western, and then my Christmas story, which is A Christmas Crossing.
So do you look for the voice talent to do the reading?
I do. And because when you're writing a book or reading a book, you hear the character's voice in your head. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I go through a list of narrators, and I try to match up the voice in my head to the actual voice for the audition.
Now, when you do the audiobook, so this is so vastly interesting to me, and I think I'm going to have each of you come back to do a full 30-minute show with each of you, I can tell already. When the audiobook is being done, how do you decide? Because I listen to different audiobooks, and there's different styles. There's some that actually have, you know, some sound effects in the background, or the whoever's reading it will change their voice a little between characters. You know,
yes.
Kind of what style do you go for? Does it change according to the book?
It changes according to the book. Run Into the Wind is in production now. It's not live yet. But the lady contacted me. She was originally from Kansas, so she has, you know, a little twang to her voice. And I just love that because it so matched, you know, the era and the time.
Yeah.
And she, you know, was a horse lover, and it was just perfect. She was like the perfect person to read the book. And actually, Cindy Smith wrote a song for Run Into the Wind, which won a Country Music Award last year. And I was able to put that at the end of the audiobook. So they'll listen to the book, and then they'll hear her song.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's so unique. Now, where can people go to find out about the audiobooks? Or you know, you're talking, you do your own publishing. Where can people find out more about that?
My publishing company is lemonpresspublishing.com. They can contact me, or if it's an indie author and they want to look into getting their own books done themselves. I go through ACX.com,
okay.
which is a division of Audible, which is a division of Amazon.
And excuse me for butting in. Can you actually pick the voices of the people that you want for your audiobook?
Yes. Once you go online and register your account, it'll link you over to Amazon where you can choose your book, and you can have people contact you that are interested in reading it, or you can actually search for people to read it. And then
cool.
they'll do like a 15-minute audition for you.
Now, I want to interrupt for just a minute because we're down to the last minute, and this is what's going to happen. I see that there are people who are listening live, so let me just address them real quick. We're going to keep talking, and what will happen is at the end of the minute, Blog Talk's going to come, and they're going to interrupt our program. But tomorrow, you can go to readersentertainment.com, and we'll have the extended version because we're going to stay on here. We're going to keep talking probably another 5 or 10 minutes because I definitely want to get over to Jerry. I want to revisit a couple of little things. So you definitely listen to the podcast so that you can catch the rest of the show. But I want to keep going. Jerry, real quick. Tell me a little bit about, I really love, you were talking about Safe Harbor. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Okay. Safe Harbor is created. It is fiction. It is based on a couple of places in Virginia that I found out about and knew about from donating. I I don't even know exactly how it came about anymore. But I was trying to find places for some toys and some clothing. We were getting ready to move. And someone said to me, you might want to check out a couple of places. And what it is there are places and foundations that have homes that literally take families and women into hiding or into safety. It is a place where the people that would do them harm can't find them. That's what spurred the idea of Safe Harbor. I don't know exactly yet, but I know that I have seen advertised a website called RAIN, and I think it's R-A-I-N-N, and that is also for people that are in trouble, and it is a way to connect with someone and possibly get some help. A lot of these people that I have talked to do not know how to extricate themselves from a bad situation. And unfortunately, it can get to the point where they can't extricate themselves, and they or their children or all are harmed. So this is what spurred Meadows Keep and the idea of extending. And, of course, I've got Jen, who, since you read the book, you know, is Morgan's best friend, and she's kind of the over-the-top, bouncy, blonde airhead who also can do anything with this kind of a foundation. And she's out there helping people. That's what I wanted people to see, that there are people out there that can help.
And that's why I would like to talk to you, because I was in that same situation, and I understand exactly what you're saying. Some of the women get to the point where they have no way out and no way of getting help. But
sometimes,
from what I understand, they've now got a thing kind of like the Underground Railroad that used to be during slave days, the same sort of thing where the woman and kids show up in one place and then they're sent on to the next one, but the place they showed up in first doesn't know, you know, two stops down who it is or what it is, so that if...
Like the witness protection program kind
of. That's what it
sounds
like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think, you know, and I want to talk to you too, because right now I'm still in production, and if there is a way or something that we can put in the book, in the front matter, that gives people a place to call or a link or something,
yes,
maybe we can do that.
Yes,
I would like very much to do that, so that maybe Meadows Keep can help keep somebody safe.
Yes, because when I was going through it, there wasn't any place to go.
And a lot of these women found that. I mean, you know, I, as a human being, I have housed a couple of girls, and you find yourself, where do they go from there? What is
true.
What is their option? You know, you can't carry them. I mean, of course, you also get in trouble. Let me put this out there right now. Do not do this unsupervised or without having someone to back you. It is a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a joke.
I'm also in Georgia, and there's actually a group that I follow called Out of Darkness. And what they do is they help actually rescue off the streets, like underage prostitutes and just women in distress.
That. Yeah, I'm relatively new to the Atlanta area and myself, and so this was on television, and I was very impressed with what I had heard.
You know, this is I love this. You know, to be able to sit, and I've got like three very powerful women here, and you guys are doing, I mean, you're doing everything. You've got, you know, tomorrow you've got a million things going on. You're writing. Your own business, art,
remodeling, yeah.
That's fun.
You know, and Lynn, I mean, you're writing, and you've got your own, you know, your own publishing company, and you've even gone into doing the audio books, and you know, you're doing all of these things, and of course, Jerry, this is I love the whole idea of, you know, trying to. You know, you're writing your book, but you're trying to help somebody, you know, as well. And I really, you know, have a lot of respect for that, and I really love
Thank
that.
You.
I definitely want to have each of you come back on, you know, on your own so that I have my, because I had 10 questions. We got to 2.
But we also would like to be back as a group, I think.
I'll,
we really
I'll
like
be happy to be
absolutely.
Back. I'll be back as a group, as an individual. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. We
I
like
love
you,
this.
Sheila.
I love this.
And,
well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in and giving us a great show.
And
thank you for inviting us.
Yeah,
it was yes, fun. Thank you. And you other two ladies, please friend me on Facebook. And that way, you know, anything I can do to help you guys out, I will. You can ask Sheila. I do it all the time. So
oh, you're an angel.
Thank you, Mara.
All right, and I want to thank our listeners for joining us here at Readers Entertainment Radio. Don't forget, you can find us at readersentertainment.com. I'll make sure that if you have any questions or comments, that gets to the appropriate author, and hopefully you'll stop by next week and listen into us again. I'm Sheila English, your host, and happy reading, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.